This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
Hello. It's Fully Charged Recharged.
Hello.
And we're Emma and Dave.
And good morning to producer Callum, who we just know is listening.
Oh yeah.
100%. Good morning to him, basking away there in the sun in Lanzablede and Rothie.
Yeah. A few days on your own Lanzarote sounds like the feckin' dream now,
doesn't
to be honest
it,
with you. Oh, lads. I feel like after... So Callum's on holidays on his own right now, dream situation, and it's the perfect amount of time. I think he's back on Sunday. So Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So he's travelling today. He'll get himself settled. He'll have a mosey around. If I can predict his day, he'll go and have maybe a really nice drink like... what are like the drinks that Callum likes? He'll probably have a baby Guinness to himself.
Yeah, he'll have a strawberry cocktail of some sort.
Strawberry daiquiri. And then he'll go and he'll put on his little flip-flops and he'll go and lie by the pool. He'll absolutely lather himself in sun cream.
Oh yeah, he will. He'll be a white boy.
Yeah, he will be a white boy. And then he's going to read his book, which is the Hunger Games.
Yes.
And then tomorrow he'll have more of a lay of the land and he'll have done a lot of research. He'll probably go on a bus tour.
Do you think he'll leave the...
I think he might, yeah.
Yeah, okay, yeah, interesting.
Do a bit of a wander.
You can do a submarine tour in Lanzarote in Puerto del Carmen. So I'd imagine he'll probably do that.
That would be cool. And then he gets through the weekend. He's home on Sunday. Stunning. I think if I was to do like a solid week or so by myself, I'd start getting a bit bored. But that's the perfect amount of time to be like, I have moved away from... everyone I know and I'm ready to join them again now.
Honestly, that I'm actually so jealous of him.
Yeah.
It sounds amazing.
Let's go. Go. Go.
Here I go. Fully charged.
Spins fully charged.
It's so good.
Morning.
Hey, what's going
on?
Happy Wednesday. Middle of the week already.
Yeah, we're fine. And it's so bright and lovely out there this morning.
Yeah, really,
really good vibes.
Oh, it makes such a difference.
It does. Yeah, I was up at 5 this morning because my boyfriend was headed to the airport and I just couldn't get back to sleep. So I just got up at that point. Oh my God, it was stunning.
Like, did you not drop him?
Nah. Wrong direction for me at that hour of the morning.
Fair enough.
You make your own way, Pat.
Yeah.
You know the way I'm always giving out about AI and how it drives me nuts and I'm worried for people's jobs and all the rest?
Yes.
I've come around.
Yeah, you have started to use ChatGPT a bit more.
I have. I ask it random things to help me with my life. And it's helped me with the biggest thing so far in a very concise way and I'd highly recommend. So I'm really excited because at the end of May, early June, I've booked to go to Italy, but nothing has been planned apart from the flight in and the flight out. So you're looking at like 11 or 12 days of moving. And I have literally been to Italy once for a wedding. I don't know the country. I've no clue.
What part of Italy are you thinking?
I'd say the west coast, but if we have to cross over the little boot to the other side, we so will.
Right. What's west coast? Like Sorrento and all, is it?
I think so. This is why I think that's down
below. I'm actually not sure what the west coast is.
So we're hoping to just like move down via train for a couple of weeks.
Okay.
And I was so overwhelmed, you know, with like, I have no idea if we're staying in a terrible part or a good part and whatever, Airbnb's here and all the rest. ChatGPT has planned the holiday for me.
Oh, perfect.
I literally said last night, hey man, these are the dates I fly. We're not going too bougie here.
Okay.
You know, sort me out. Where can I stay? What can I do? They literally have like a day-by-day itinerary.
Okay.
And you can obviously take or leave what you want.
Yeah.
It is the most, oh my God, my brain's going in circles too. Here's a concise plan I've ever seen.
That's unreal. So
I'm
it's
on
planned
board.
Your holiday.
It's pretty much, and I haven't like moved on it just yet, but now I'm like, okay, cool, I have this area and I can now Google it and be like, oh, that looks class. And then I'd say things like, it's my birthday while we're there, and then it's also Jack's birthday while we're there a few days later, and we've both said we'd love to be somewhere beachy for it.
Right.
So I've said, on this date, I'd like to be on a nice beach on the way, and on this date, I'd like to be on a different beach on the way. And they're like, well, here's some amazing beaches on the way that you can stay on,
savage.
And here's an Airbnb you can look into that's affordable and in your budget.
That's the dream. See, if mine doesn't say, like, instantly, if I put in, like, all that for my holidays and it doesn't be like, okay, so on Monday you're going to relax and on Tuesday you're going to relax and on Wednesday you're going to relax and on Thursday you might have dinner but then you're going to relax.
That's what you want. You said that. It's even asked like, what do you kind of want to do here? And it's like, we want to do a little bit of seeing the place but also we want to chill out. And they're like, okay.
That's unbelievable.
Dave, I should have listened to you from the get-go.
I'm telling you, man.
Mighty stuff.
Change the world, it will.
Mighty stuff altogether.
Recharged.
And I went to a new restaurant last night. I know, on a Tuesday, boozy bitch. What am I like?
Who do you think you are?
I know. Well, to be honest, it was the only place we could. It was the only time a week we could get, and we booked it 3 weeks ago.
Okay, right? So it's somewhere that's very much in high demand then.
High demand. I am talking Reggie's in Rat Mines, right? So I think it opened last year. Well, apparently that's what Russell said, who's a food reviewer that I know. And he said, he went when it first opened. So we've been trying for ages to get a booking. We couldn't. Finally got one last night for me and all the housemates.
Yeah, lovely.
So we decided we'd go out and we'd make a night of it. And
pay day treat.
Exactly, go out for dinner and get a couple of drinks and stuff afterwards. So it was nice. But, oh my God, the restaurant, right? Now, obviously, we paid for everything ourselves. This is not sponsored content under any circumstance. But I have to give it some. That was unbelievable. I put it up on my Instagram that I was at Reggie's, right? I've never gotten so many messages in my life.
Are you serious?
Being like, what's it like? What's it like? I walked into the building this morning. Usually, what's it like in here? No one talks to you. Everyone, like in the morning, everyone's wrecked. Everyone's in bits and everyone's just like doing their own thing and
you
doing their own shows.
You might get a hello if you're lucky.
Yeah, exactly. Three separate people came up to me this morning. How was Reggie's?
Really?
How was Reggie's?
I was just like, right. I'm so out of the loop. I wouldn't even know that's a thing, but...
Okay, yeah. So it's like an Italian restaurant, right?
Right.
Well, it probably is an Italian restaurant. They we arrived in, they do pizzas and stuff like that. I think that's kind of what they specialise in.
Okay.
And so obviously there's five of us in the house.
Mm.
So we all got a starter each and some for the table. I want to say my housemates, Linda, Fiona and Aisling, all got arancini to start.
Okay.
I'm not a big arancini guy. Are you?
I don't know what that is.
It's basically rice, cheese, and then it's deep fried.
It sounds awful, but yeah, delish, I'm sure.
To be honest, for me, it sounds really good, but it's not that good. Do you know what I mean? Mm. But anyway, I didn't try it, but they said it was absolutely unbelievable. I got chicken wings, right? And the waiter asked me, he was just like, do you want this sauce on it? It's like honey sauce, or do you want original? And I thought when he said original, he meant like the house sauce. So I was like, I'll go original. The chickens arrived bare, like naked. No sauce.
Oh, no.
No sauce.
Original as in
as they were born.
Yeah.
So I got chicken with no sauce on it, which was, to be fair, still unbelievable.
Probably so succulent.
Yeah, it was seasoned and all, but it was like chicken wings. But they did arrive and I was just like, oh my God, it's like looking at naked chickens.
The chicken is naked.
Yeah. Not good. Then we got, but it really tasted really good, mozzarella sticks as well.
Yeah.
And we got this like potato thing, which is in like lemongrass sauce or something. Mm. Unbelievable. Like the starters, absolute 10. Like you can't beat the starters.
I have to ask, like, do you get a lot in it? Is it like, are you like, so there's sometimes you get a starter and you're like, I'm stuffed.
Yeah. There was a lot in the starters.
Okay.
But I think it's kind of a tapas place. Like you're meant to like share and stuff. Cause we all got, we got the mozzarella sticks and we got garlic bread and you know, all that for the table.
Like no, my starter.
But like, I'm telling you, Emma, when you open them mozzarella sticks. You could bring one half of the mozzarella stick over to the other side of the room. And you'd still, the cheese would be connected.
Oh.
It was like a proper...
The steam.
Yeah. Oh, savage it was. It was so, so good. And then the pizza came. The pizza was, I thought it was just all right. Like, it was fine. It was very thin and it was very crispy and I don't really like crispy. And so I left all of the crusts. Like, it was, there was nothing soft about the crusts.
Right.
So when the waiter arrived back and he was like, did you not want your crusts? And I was like, no, I'm crap.
Crusts are the best bits.
I know, I don't agree.
Garlic dip or is it too fancy for a garlic dip?
No, there was garlic dip, yeah.
And
but there was also honey dip.
Oh, hello.
For a pizza.
Oh, hello.
Never tried it before in my life.
Stunning, I'm sure.
It was class.
Oh.
I thought honey dip was just for your Chinese. Do you know what I mean? Like on the ribs.
The other day, I was making a roast on Sunday, which is very unlike me, but I said I'd do it. And Grant, well, I cheated because I bought the chicken that was already made.
Yeah, you definitely cheated.
Yeah, I completely cheated.
So I made the
roast veg and roast potatoes. But I just came across some honey in the press and I said, maybe that'd be nice on the spuds. So I drizzled some honey over the potatoes and the carrots. Unbelievable.
I've heard it on carrots. I never heard it on potatoes.
Yeah, neither have I.
There you go.
They were like really, really, really sweet potatoes, but not in the good way.
Look at you, little experimenter in the kitchen.
So you're becoming a foodie now?
No, hell no. I'm still always going to love my chicken nuggets and chips, but that was class.
Unreal.
It was so,
dessert?
So good. No, we're too stuffed. From bits. Mm. Rolled out of the place.
Class.
It was so, so good. Sorry if I just made you hungry
for
the rest
did.
Of the day.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Big news on the show, Dave turning 30 soon, and we're having a massive adult kids 30th for Dave at Jump Zone in Sandry on April 8th, which
it
will be
is as self-indulgent
around.
As it sounds, yes.
Nah, it's going to be so much fun. I can't wait.
It's going to be a bit of crack.
We're going to have tickets to give you next week for that, all right, next Tuesday, so make sure you're with us. I want to tell you now about Mumford & Sons, who are back on the road and releasing new music as a group rather than Marcus Mumford. You remember there a couple of years ago after COVID or mid-COVID, I'm not entirely sure, Marcus is in the lead singer, went out on his own.
Right, I didn't know that, but I'm also like, why are you releasing new music?
They're brilliant, Dave.
I don't know anyone anyone who'd be like, yeah, I'm going to listen to the new Mumford & Sons album and just chill out for the weekend?
I think I might.
Would you?
I heard one of the newer singles and it kind of reminds me of their album Babel from way back when.
I can't believe you didn't even know a Mumford & Sons album. I only know a song.
I was going out with someone who had the album in the van all the time, right, many years ago.
What was it? I Will Wait. That's
I Will Wait was on there, yeah. I actually can't name you another one, but if the album was on, I'd probably know a few. Anyway, they were touring and they were gigging in Australia and they were moved to tears because there was a fan in the crowd called Katrina.
Little Lion Man.
Little Lion Man was great.
Oh, great.
And she had a big board up with her and she basically, honest, was declaring the fact that her son she named after the band.
Stop.
Now, bear in mind,
are people this much of fans of Mumford & Sons?
Maybe they were shocked by that themselves because they were crying. They were so touched by
that. Right, okay. Maybe this is the son from Mumford & Sons.
Maybe so. But what's annoying about it is, your man's name is Marcus Mumford.
Yeah.
So she's after going and naming her son Mumford, which is the surname.
Okay.
Like, I understand if you're like a massive fan of an artist, like Billy Joel.
Yeah,
Billy Joel, I never know. I feel like
no matter how you say it, someone will say the opposite.
So frustrating. Anyway, then going with Billy rather than Joel.
Yeah.
Now, both in that case would work. But anyway, as I said, your one Katrina, the mother, even brought the passport up on stage to show and prove to them that she named her son Mumford.
And I wouldn't be bringing that person anywhere near me.
I know. And then people online giving out saying like, that's terrible. You went with the surname, you silly.
Yeah.
So I was thinking about the artists that I like that we play a spin and how some of them their surnames would work and some of them their surnames would not work if we went with surname rather than first name.
Okay.
I think Roan would be a lovely name.
Roan Chapel. Chapel.
Chapel, yeah. Warren.
Alex.
Yeah.
Alex Warren.
That works. Eilish.
Billy. Billy Eilish. Eilish, I don't know if that works. Eilish, I suppose it does actually. Sorry, yeah, of course. Like Eilish.
Eilish or Eilish.
Yeah.
Kind of a popular, was a popular name at some point. Carpenter. Not great.
No, not fantastic.
Good morning, Carpenter.
Good morning, Carpenter.
Like, that child's going to get bullied at school.
That's a carpo waiting to happen. How are you, carpo?
Imagine going, this is my baby boy. His name is Boone.
Baby Boone. That's actually a better name for an artist than Benson Boone. Baby
Boone. Or you should have just dropped the Benson. I am Boone. Pooth.
Pooth is, do you know, a couple of years ago, right? I'm going to give you some knowledge on being online, critically online. There was a bad photo taken of Demi Lovato once.
Right.
Where she looks bald and it's like a really, really bad angle.
Right.
And so the internet came up with a theory that her name was actually Pooth. Pooth Lovato. And that was Demi's older sister that they didn't like, so they kept hidden in the closet.
Oh,
yeah, just like up in the attic.
Oh, God.
That was Pooth Lovato.
Pooth Lovato. Young.
Young.
Lola.
I was Lola. I'm so old. I was thinking Neil.
Oh, were you actually?
I was like, I don't remember playing Neil Young.
I would love if someone had the balls to call their kids Styles after Styles. Harry Styles.
Yeah, very good.
But what I really wouldn't like is if someone called their kids Horan.
No, yeah, no, after not good. Horan.
Hello, baby Horan.
Yeah, good not morning. Great.
Recharged.
This is Spin. It's Emma and Dave coming up on 7:30 and we're giving you the chance to win this morning with flowers.ie.
Yes, you can send flowers to man with deliveries to all counties in Ireland and you can order before 2 p.m. for same day delivery. Getting you ready for Mother's Day. €200 flowers.ie voucher for you. Ready for you to win. It's right here. It's ready for you right here. I have it in my hand and we'll text you the code as soon as you win.
Yeah. How handy is that? You can get it sorted today. We'll literally WhatsApp back the code to you should you win this morning.
The only issue with this whole thing, the only bad thing about this entire thing is the MAM AI.
Mm.
Now, if you don't know what we're talking about, get ready for it because it is brutal.
She's a filthy woman and she joined us every day this week and she's bringing us riddles. And if you can crack the riddle, you need to WhatsApp your guests to 087 711 1038. Hopefully it'll be us calling you back to win. But warning, it's a bit uncomfortable because unfortunately, even though this is AI, it does make you think of your own mother. And she's saying terrible things.
I don't like it. So, I don't like it. And this one's really bad today.
I think so too. I haven't.
Go on, give her a spin.
Happy Wednesday, my dearies. Here's your riddle today. You stick your meat in me.
No.
And I get hot.
No.
What am I?
No. You're disgusting is what you are. You're absolutely disgusting. I don't even want to play that again.
I feel a bit sick.
I feel real sick. Do you ever just feel real sick? Do you know the answer? 087-711-1038. Don't make us do it again.
I think just take off your headphones. I'll play it again. Just to take off there.
Happy Wednesday, my dearies. Here's your riddle today. You stick your meat in me, and I get hot. What am I?
You're vile.
I think just for clarity on this, maybe think of summertime.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Summertime.
Think of summertime on this, because that's kind of ambiguous now, ma'am AI. One more time for the road.
Happy Wednesday, my dearies. Here's your riddle today. You stick your meat in me, and I get hot. What am I?
God almighty, there's days that I just can't cope.
If you know the answer, 087-711-1038. WhatsApp is over the answer. And you could potentially be winning yourself a €200 flowers.ie voucher.
Good morning.
Good morning. I went into Dundrum Shopping Centre there yesterday because payday. And I was like, you know what? I've holidays coming up and I have, you know, a birthday coming up. I was like, I have no clothes. Absolutely nothing. So I went in and I said, I needed to get some new jeans and I wanted to get some nice ones. So I went and I went into this shop, right? And I seen I'm a 32 waist, right? So I was like, grand. So I grabbed a 32 waist and went to put it on. Honestly, I don't even think I could put one leg in the thing.
Really?
And I was really confused. I was like, oh, that's weird. I must have gone up a size. Maybe I've been eating like crap lately. Maybe it's finally hitting me. So I was like, right, fine. Took them off and went back out and got the 34 and brought it back in. Couldn't get my leg in it. I was going, what's happening? And I was like, right, maybe that's why they're on sale, because the sizes are completely wrong. Yeah, really, really bad.
But then you get some kind of weird body dysmorphia being like, what's happening?
So then I was like, right, okay, that's bizarre. So I went and got a different pair, like a completely different style of jeans over in the corner. Went and brought them, got the 32 and the 34 just in case, like, you know. And the 32 looked really, really small. And I was on FaceTime to Pippa at the time, and I was just like, look at the waistline on these. Like, I was like, I'm not even getting my arm in that. She was like, oh, well, it might stretch. I was like, it doesn't matter if it stretches. It's not going anywhere. Mm-hmm. Like, there's no chance. So I know when I put the 34 on, absolutely no chance happened. And I was like, right. And she was like, look, you know, people are different sizes in different shops. And I was just like, okay, but like, that doesn't make any sense. Like, it's nowhere near.
Welcome to our world.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, you know. And so I was really rocked by this. And I was kind of going, what's going on? So anyway, I went out and I wasn't complaining or anything. I said to your man working, I was like, here, what's the story with the sizes? Because, you know, I'm usually a 32 and I've just tried a 36 and it won't go on me at all. And he was just like, oh, yeah, that's 36 in EU. He's like,
oh my God,
that's not UK. So the big number in this shop is the EU number, right? And so I was going, wait, what? He was like, yeah. So I was like, so I've just tried on a 36. What's that in the UK? That's like 29. I was trying to put a 32 on me, which is size like 24.
Gotcha. Okay, because it's so weird. Like, I deal in UK sizes in 8, 10, 12, 14.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So, like, I know that a 10 is a 38.
Right.
Do you get me?
I'm with you, yeah.
But
I couldn't. I was so
confused.
You're
saying that for guys, you'd normally look at the EU size before you'd look.
No, you'd look at the UK size as well. So, a UK 32 is a EU, like it could be 42 or something. Do you know what I mean?
I hear you. Okay,
so I was walking around, I was so confused, like, with this body dysmorphia for the entire time in the shop. Thank God I asked. I would have went out straight and been like, I'm not buying anything, I'm going home to the gym. Do you know what I mean? Trying to fit myself into 22 inch jeans, not a chance.
Honestly, it's infuriating as a gal. Like, for example, while you were in Dundrum yesterday, you kindly sent me a picture of a hoodie that you've had for ages that I really like, and it was gone and I wanted to get it for myself, and you said, it's here. And I said, perfect, would you pick it up for me? Revolution, shit, lovely. And I thought, like, a large hoodie in men's would look cool on me, like a bit oversized, whatever. Yeah. I'm swimming in it.
Yeah,
so I
no,
have
this,
to change
it. The hoodie itself is large.
Yeah, but sizes in general are just such
a headwreck.
Yeah,
there's too much.
You're actually at the point, especially as a gal, Zara's one thing, Penny's is a different thing, Dunn's is a different world altogether as well. Like, there's nothing consistent about it.
Make sure you're looking
anymore,
at the EUK size and not the EU size.
Don't let this, it doesn't matter. Once it feels good, isn't
that
right?
Yeah, exactly.
All this week on the show, we're giving you the chance to win a gorgeous voucher with flowers.ie for your mam, perhaps because we're getting you ready for Mother's Day on Sunday.
Yeah, you can send flowers to mam with deliveries to all counties in Ireland. And if you order before 2 o'clock, you can get same day delivery. €200 flowers.ie voucher is very, very handy for a lot of people this week.
And the good thing about this as well is we have the code here for you. So if you win today, you're not waiting on us to send out something to you. We can literally WhatsApp you back the code here and now, which is handy. You can get yourself organised in time for Mother's Day. So the only problem, as Dave mentioned a while ago, and big problem with this, is producer Callum went to AI and has created Mam AI, and she's a filth.
Oh, she's awful.
She's coming up with these riddles and they're kind of uncomfortable because, like it or not, when you hear the word mom, you think your own mom. It's just not nice.
So I don't think of my own mom when I think of this
no,
woman.
No, no. Well, try your best not to is what I'm trying to say. So have a listen. This is the riddle today that you were trying to get the answer to.
Happy Wednesday, my dearies. Here's your riddle today. You stick your meat in me and I get hot. What am I?
You're disgusting is what you are. Absolutely disgusting.
Hello, Clara.
How are you?
We're not too bad, Clara. Good. Listen, you heard that weird riddle from Mam AI. What do you think is the answer?
I think it's a hot dog.
A hot dog.
Okay, interesting.
Put your meat in me. I can kind of see. Is she right, Emma? Let's have a little look and see if you're right.
Oh, no.
You couldn't be further away from the answer. You're wrong.
Damn it. Bitch, that Mam AI. She's awful, isn't she? She delivers bad news.
Clara, I'm so sorry, but fantastic guest. Thank you for ruling it out.
Thank you, hon.
No way. Thanks
Good
so
luck,
much, anyway.
Bye.
Thank you. I don't really want to play her
no,
again.
No, no. I'll read it.
Oh, you're going to read it?
I'll read it.
I don't know if I want you to read it either.
Try not to get sick.
Okay. Silence, please. Everyone listen to Dave reading the filthy riddle.
You stick your meat in me and I get hot. What am I? I'm so sorry.
Can I have a go?
No. Oh, go on.
You stick your meat in me.
No,
and
don't
I get
do it
hot.
In that voice. What are you doing?
It's disgusting. Hello, Kira. How are you?
Hi, good, thanks.
Where are you off to this morning?
I'm on my way to work.
Oh, very good. All right, Kira, you heard that riddle. What is the answer?
Barbecue.
All right, let's check if you're right.
You're on fire. Of course it was a barbecue.
Hey
nice one,
hey,
Kira.
Thank you.
Very, very good. You, the barbecue is very hot and you put your meat in it. And I'm sorry for even clarifying that. Kira, congratulations. You have won yourself a €200 flowers.ie voucher.
Oh, thanks so much.
We'll send that code
welcome.
Over to you straight away. Do you feel slightly unsettled going into Wednesday after hearing Mam AI like us?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, it needs to go. She needs
it's
to
a
go.
Weird one.
It's a weird one. It is a weird one, yeah. Producer Colin not even here to face the wrath of how uncomfortable he's made people feel this morning. Thank you, Kira. Have a great day.
Good luck, Kira.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye. Another chance for you to win with Mam AI and flowers.ie. Same time tomorrow on Spin.
Exciting.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Nobody's Soldier on Spin. It's Emma and Dave. It's just after 5 to 8. And what's going on online with the whole Hosier Scream thing? I haven't been on TikTok properly in ages. I presume that's where its origin is.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, he has a song, Hosier, called Northern Attitude. And in it, he lets out a scream. And the scream sounds like this.
Collaboration with Noah Kahan.
Yeah, so people are kind of using that as like they're kind of showing moments of their life that was euphoric and like, you know, ecstasy and like it was, you know, amazing. And so a lot
sunset
of people,
order.
Yeah, so a lot of people are using that for like scenic things or when they got proposed to or when they're
unreal.
Yeah, it's very.
I always wonder.
I
who,
really
like
the trend.
Plants the trend.
Yeah, yeah.
Like if it's one person, I'd say like if just Hosier to email that person and go, "You've made me viral on TikTok." Yeah.
To be honest, I don't think Hosier needs it. You know?
No, but it is cool. It makes it really
very,
relevant
very cool.
When you're on TikTok.
And it's a fantastic sound. Play one more time.
Yeah,
it sounds amazing.
So good. Pretty lovely,
yeah,
alright.
Very nice.
Wake up.
Spins fully charged.
Every day we're spin.
Let's go. Welcome, hello, it's Em and Dave.
Hey, what's going on? Good morning, happy Wednesday.
It was a stressful afternoon yesterday because I have a very unsymmetrical face, okay?
Oh, this was the thing. This was the passport photo.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't have an asymmetrical face.
I have a completely, my eye is way higher on one side, my ear is higher on one side, my nose is funny. Anyway, it's fine, I am who I am, and that's grand.
Okay.
But yesterday, I was trying to get my passport photos done. We always are big, big fans of the passport office here at Spin. It's just a system that works really well.
It's one of the only things in the country that works incredibly well.
And if you're online, filling out your passport stuff, it all is such a friendly and easy place to navigate. And then you get to passport photos and they give you the option to do it yourself. But I just know that there'd be picture after picture after picture and there'd be a problem. And I was even thinking in my house, I don't even have a white wall to
okay.
tape one against. So I was like, right, I better go and get this sorted. Yesterday,
and
my
they're not in black and white. Like, does it matter what colour the wall is? I think
you need to, like, not have shadows on your face and everything so they can kind of see it very well.
Fair enough.
So, anyway, my passport's due to expire in a few months, so I need to get it sorted. So yesterday, I was like, right, I need to get this done today. And I rang a few places and I didn't want to show up, and then we don't do passport photos, so I was ringing around and a lot of them just didn't have the facility, or they'd print them for you.
But chemists, no, I love when they pull.
Some chemists don't pull them.
When they pull down the little string thing.
Yeah.
And you're like, where did that come from?
No, so the couple of places I rang, there was no joy anyway, or what they could do was print the physical photo, but I needed the one that I could access online to upload.
Right,
I was online doing it, blah, 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 blah. So I said I'd go to, I was in Nutgrove Shopping Centre, and I was in one of the booths in Tesco.
Oh, yeah.
Closing the curtain on myself.
Oh, no, that's so cringe.
Oh, it's so cringe.
Actually, the secondhand embarrassment of it.
I know.
God.
So it was like, you know, the screen was picking up your face, and you had to fit your face inside this oval and all the rest, but your eyes had to fit across inside these certain two lines. But because my face is so unsymmetrical, I couldn't get my head into the oval and get my eyes in the right place. So you had like three attempts, and it was like, this will not, like, basically big red X every time I took the photo. So I ditched that booth, and because of my self-esteem, I said, I'm going to a different booth. This booth is broken.
How much did it cost you?
It was actually free until you get the job.
Oh, that's good.
So it's fine. So I left the Tesco booth, ashamed of my unsymmetrical face, wandered around the shopping centre, found another booth. I won't lie to you, it took me 9 attempts to get the photo right.
Oh my God, there was another booth. Nutgrove is class.
Oh, Nutgrove's the best. The
two booths best. To get your passport photos.
You know,
the
last time I mentioned Nutgrove on the show, they got a grab of it from our podcast and shared it on their Instagram. I love Nutgrove. But anyway, yeah, literally, I got the photo eventually, and you should see what came out. I don't know who she is. I don't know who that girl is. Do you know when you fixed your hair so many times?
Is she good looking?
She's not
good looking.
Oh, no. Oh,
okay.
No,
so you're going to use it?
Well, I have to now, don't
you? Oh,
no. I'm not going through that again.
Oh, you're going to see that every 10 years, whatever it is?
Every day, time I go traveling, I'm going to see that, yeah.
Nice.
I'm actually glad it turns to black and white. I don't want to see that thing in color. I truly don't. It's just such a humbling experience.
Yeah, it is. It really is.
Isn't it?
Hey, it's Gracie Abrams.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged. Guys, massive year 2025. It's the year that I turn 30 years old. But instead of having a normal party, like, oh, will we go for dinner, or will we just have drinks and stuff with the family? I'm like, yeah, that's fine. We'll do all that.
Tick that box.
Yeah, we'll tick that box. But why don't I do something else?
Something that you actually wanted.
Yeah, something a bit bizarre, something a bit weird, something memorable. Like, who remembers their 30th party when it's just like, oh yeah, there was a cake and stuff. I want to have an adult kids themed party.
Love it.
Right? That's what I want to do. So we're going to have it in Jump Zone. It's going to be the best crack ever. You're invited. We're going to be doing tickets next Tuesday, I want to say. And the actual event is happening on the 8th of April.
Yeah, this is going to be for adults only.
Yes.
Which is very exciting. Taking over Jump Zone as grown adults. It's going to be the crack.
Oh, it's going to be so much fun. So that's what I want to do for my 30th. But yesterday we were asking you for entertainment. We were asking you, like, what would you like to see at an adult kids themed party? Like,
so we're going to turn to Emily. Like, what kind of stuff do you see at kids parties? What would work for adults in that instance? Obviously, Jump Zone has so much entertainment within itself, but what extra stuff can we bring along?
Exactly.
So it's the best party
ever. That's what I want to know, because you might have people who don't want to bounce.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So we'll put you over in that corner, and you might have whatever entertainment's going on over there.
Mm.
So,
look, I know you've been stressing about this. You've been really busy. I've never seen Dave with a notepad before. He is taking notes on this party.
Yeah.
He is working. He's putting in the shift on this. I do have some people who are interested in providing entertainment.
Okay.
I just hope this works out. We need to give them a call and see if they're around on April 8th.
Let's do it.
So let's do this and hope for the best now, because I don't let you down. Hi, Reese. Good morning. It's Em and Dave. How are you?
How are you getting on?
What's a crack, Reese? How are you? Reese, tell us, what do you do?
So I have the 360 photo booth business.
The 360 photo booth business.
Have I met you at different events, Reese? Are you the person who goes around to all of them, or are there loads of mimics of your business as well?
I think there's a handful of us now, but I mainly just do parties. I don't do many events.
Okay, very good. And so you'd be the guy at parties that sets it up. So it's the thing with the camera swings around and you look at yourself from all angles.
Yeah.
Exactly, yeah, and people get dizzy.
All right, very good.
I got a really cool one at my friend's 30th last year, and it was actually with all my family because they were all there as well. And I was like, this is a really cool vibe. Yeah,
I've done it a couple of times.
It's a little bit of crack, yeah.
Yeah, I've done it a couple of times with like people in work and stuff, and I love looking at those videos. So, Reese, listen, I have a party happening on the 8th of April, and you know, I was looking for some entertainment, and I think that is incredibly entertaining with the background of Jump Zone and all the bouncy castles. So, I was wondering,
yeah, sounds good.
Are you free April 8th to do my party?
Yeah, absolutely.
Reece, absolute legend. Thank you so much.
I'm so excited.
The first one in.
Just to get to the business end, Reece, just the name of your official company and how you can be contacted?
It's RoundSnap360 on Instagram.
RoundSnap360 on Instagram. And just to add as well, would you normally do kids' parties?
It'll be a start, I suppose.
What would you feel, I suppose, these images, instead of everyone being really glam, will be probably people in tracksuits from all the bouncing and looking, covered in face paint.
Looking very sweaty.
Yeah, adults, that is.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be much better, yeah. That'd be much better than usual.
It'd be a bit of crack. Reece, that's absolutely spot on. Thank you so much. We'll see you on April 8th.
Lovely stuff, see you then.
Good luck, Reece. Bye.
Cheers, bye-bye.
Bye. Right,
very
one in
excited.
The bag.
One in the bag. Happy days.
Don't forget, if you work in entertainment, maybe you're a musician. Maybe, or not a musician. Well, maybe, yes, a musician. I was going to say a magician.
Oh, yeah.
There was a lot of suggestions yesterday for entertainment that people would like to see. Then get in and let us know.
Yeah, so we've got RoundSnap 360 sorted.
Yeah, that's locked in. Now, I'm really hoping this person, one, answers, and two, is available on April 8th, Dave.
Okay.
Hello.
Amy, good morning. It's Emma and Dave. How are you?
Hey, Amy.
Hi, Emma and Dave. How are you?
Amy, welcome to Spin.
What do you do for work, Amy?
Oh, thank you so much. So, I am a face painter.
Oh, my God.
Interesting, interesting. What kind of things do you paint on people's faces?
I do pirates. Tigers, fairies, princesses, whatever you want.
Amy, I know Dave loves being a princess.
That's absolutely spot on, Amy. And what's your business called? What's your Instagram?
It is called The Painted Cauldron 1 on Instagram. Amy The Painted Cauldron on Facebook.
Now, I did see it with your friend Emma, who kind of, you do a dance class together. She messaged us about you as well. So it's so good to talk to you. I did notice absolutely on your Instagram bio that you're Garda vetted. So that's good.
Of course.
Yeah.
Amy, I think you've got the gig. Congratulations. Thank you very much. I'm very much looking forward to you being the entertainment on my 30th. I'm very excited. Do you know what the story is, what the crack is, what's happening?
I don't, but I will be there.
Okay, fantastic.
So the dates on this are April 8th and arrival at 6:30. Would that suit you?
Absolutely.
It's adults only, so I don't know what kind of weird stuff they'll request. Probably stuff that you're different, probably different stuff to what you're used to doing, but I've no doubt.
Sounds good to me, and I'll make sure I bring my fairy wing.
Deadly. Amy, I can't wait. Thank you very much to The Painted Cauldron. We appreciate you.
Thank you so much, guys. I'll see you April 6th for Dave's birthday.
April 8th. See you then.
Josh, up there in the 6th, please. Thanks so
sounds
much.
Good to me.
Can't wait to meet you.
Good luck, Amy.
Thanks a mil, guys. Bye.
Bye. Nice one.
Unbelievable.
Hey.
Reece, Amy, two soundies, RoundSnap360 on Instagram and The Painted Cauldron 1 on Instagram. That is so, so cool. So happy days. That's unbelievable. It's happening the 8th of April. We're going to give away tickets next Tuesday.
They will be free tickets.
Well, you got to bring me a present. That's the only thing. You got to bring me. It's my 30th birthday and you got to bring me a present.
You're going to get the most presents that anyone's ever seen. I'm so jealous.
30, but last year I got 37.
Here's Chapel Roan and Pink Pony Club. It's been
Skins fully charged. Recharged.
I'm still into what a banger. You. Dave's favourite. Cyril and Mary Jo and Still Into You on Spin.
I actually do like it, to be honest. I just think, like, I don't know if Hayley Williams would enjoy it.
No, but she must have approved it.
She must have, yeah.
She's getting a few bobs first.
When I first heard it, I was a little bit like, what's going on? But I actually have come around on it. I like it now.
Okay, listen, we have a question for you this morning. Our number is 087-711-1038. If you don't have it saved by now to contact us on WhatsApp,
message us
whenever you want. Send us your voice notes on this. I want to know, or we want to know this morning, should I say, the lies that you have told to impress someone.
Okay.
Now, this could be on a date. This could be when you're 4 dates in.
This could be to your parents.
This could be to a boss.
Yeah.
This could be showing off to friends you haven't seen who are home from Australia. Lies you have told to impress someone. 087-711-1038. I put my foot in it only last night.
Did you? This is also something I feel like as a kid I would have done a lot.
You know what I mean?
Just to impress
people. Sometimes it's little kind of white lies, but they trip you up. Last night, basically, I was with my boyfriend Jack, and I thought that I had already come clean on this story, but it turns out I hadn't.
No!
Because he was ripping the bejesus out of me, right?
That.
We had our first date in Ranelagh back in July last summer. It was a glorious day. We were sitting outside the hill.
Yeah. Okay, very nice.
It was our first date. And it was like some random Tuesday afternoon or something. And I had a pair of fake Prada sunglasses with me.
Okay? Oh, yeah.
I love my fake Prada sunglasses. All I ever wear, I've no real genuine branded sunglasses. If you ever see me wearing them on Instagram, if you like, or whatever, anywhere, they're always fake. I don't believe in spending money on sunglasses. Apologies.
No, right? I get that. Yeah, and you always go on about these Prada sunglasses.
Fake Prada sunglasses. I love them. Okay. So we're sitting there and he goes, Jesus, you're into your brands. You've got your Pradas.
Oh, yeah.
And I panic on the spot. And I say, no, these are fake. Actually, I got them off a guy on the beach in Spain there a few weeks ago. But the last pair were real and I left them on an Aer Lingus flight there a few months ago. The true story is that I left my previous pair of fake Prada sunglasses on an Aer Lingus flight a few months beforehand. And the truth was, the pair I did have, I got off a guy on the beach in Spain.
Okay. Right? So you've never owned a brand of Prada sunglasses?
I don't know why I felt the need to say that at one point in my life I was bougie and now these are backup. But I lied to his face and said, oh yeah, no, these are actually fake. Yeah, I left my real ones let down on their links. I think I was probably trying to say like, do you know when you're panicked?
Yeah, you were trying to have a conversation and keep the conversation going.
Yeah, but there was obviously something in me that felt the need to come across like I once had real ones, which is pathetic, right? Utterly pathetic. And we got a great laugh off this just last night because I was like, do you remember the time I lied to you about the Prada sunglasses? And he was like, when? And he was like, you told me the real ones you left in the Aer Lingus flight. And I was like, no, I never had real ones. And he was in the knots just last night laughing at me. It reminded me of a story from when I was about 19. I was down with this guy and he's like really into his surfing. So we travel around the country loads to like catch a good swell or whatever. And we were early stages of dating. We were on this particular road, the coast road in Waterford. And he was like, this now is my favorite road in the country. And I was like, oh yeah, cool. And he was like, now it's actually, I take that back. He says, it's my second favorite road in the country.
Okay.
And I go, oh yeah. I'm like, cool. I've never discussed roads with someone
of course.
Before. The first is the Ring of Kerry. And I said, oh, cool. I've never been. He was like, oh, that's the best. This is second. We're going out a couple of years, about a year and a half into the relationship. Don't know who we're chatting to. I can't even remember, to be honest. It was some event, family, friends, extended family on his side.
Okay.
And someone says, it was at the Ring of Kerry last week. It was unreal. And he goes, jeez, I've never been. I'd love to go.
He said that.
And I go, what did you just say?
No.
You've never been to the Ring of Kerry.
But your favourite road is the Ring of Kerry.
Yeah, just kind of wanted to. No, actually, my favourite one's the Ring of Kerry.
Oh, what did he say?
He was just laughing. Do you know what I mean? it was early stages.
It's just pointless lies, like just
pointless.
To impress someone.
And it didn't even impress Jack in the slightest.
Yeah.
Sunglasses thing. Anyway, we'd love your stories on this morning. The lies that you have told to impress someone. Your voice notes to be classed on this as well. 087-711-1038. Get in touch and let us know. Just let it all out there.
Yeah, I love it. You can be anonymous if you want. Voice notes welcome.
True. You can totally be anonymous if you want. Sabrina Carpenter now on Spin. We're asking you this morning, what lies have you told over the years to impress someone? Could be like romantically, or it could be even be in a job or whatever, when they go, oh my God, you did say in your CV that you have that skill set. Can you apply it now?
Yeah.
Let me watch this quick YouTube video first, sir.
Yeah.
The reason I'm saying this is I got caught out last night. I have always owned like fake sunglasses, fake branded sunglasses. And when I first met my boyfriend Jack on our first date, I was wearing Prada sunglasses. It was like fake ones now, that is. Lovely sunny day. And he mentioned them in some way and I like word vomited that, oh yeah, these are fake. I got them on a beach in Spain off a guy last week, but actually my last pair I left on a plane and they were real. Why did I feel the need to lie? Pathetic. But anyway, asking you the lies you've told to impress someone, it gave us a good giggle last night.
Do you know what? So my example is teachers, right? I've lied to every single teacher I've ever met.
Really?
That I had, like, in school, do you know?
Yeah, not well, since.
Not since. Like, I'm not talking to teachers and be like lying for no reason. But no, it was my own teachers. I'd always lied to them. But for some reason, I lied on one day where it was in PE, right? And we were finishing PE. And we had two PE teachers, right?
Yeah.
And they turned around and they said, by the way, Cheltenham is on. Does anyone have any money on any horses? Do you want to watch the race? Me and the other teacher are going to watch it now. Does anyone like horse racing? And I just went, yeah. They were like, all right, Dave, you have money on it, do it. Yeah, I do, yeah. And so he was like, all right, grand. So come over. The rest of the class went to their next class while I went and watched the horse racing with the two PE teachers. And so they were like, and so who do you have, your money on?
The brown one there.
And I was like, I think number 11. And they were like, all right, okay, yeah, interesting bet.
I wouldn't be into horse racing now myself, but like, would you ever describe a horse as number 11?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I still don't know. And yeah. I was like, yeah, number 11 there. And they were like, all right, interesting bet. I think it was like 80 to 1 or something like that. And so then for the next, I'd say 10 minutes, I watched horse racing with my two PE teachers. And I was like, this is so boring. Why did I say yes? Why did I say yes?
But did you get away with it?
Yeah, I, like they thought, but like, why would they question it? I said, yeah, I like watching horse racing. Watched one race and I was like, this is shite. Why didn't I just go to Irish? Why?
That's so good.
So pointless, like.
This person would rather we don't mention their name, the lies that you've told to impress someone.
Hi, I'm Andy. Good morning.
Morning.
Actually, mine would be back like 20 years ago. I liked this girl when she walked into my bar.
Okay.
And when we got to know each other, she was 2-3 years older than me.
Mm-hmm.
So I lied about my age because I really liked her. And I never backed down from my lie. And we are married now 18 years, together 20 years.
Oh my God.
Since then. My white light came out when we got married, but it was for a good cause.
Wow, so you were together 2 years before you got married, and after 2 whole years, probably when she saw all your details, like when you're filling out your wedding certs and stuff, oh, that's your date of birth, darling.
Yeah.
Right.
How does she not realize, like, how does she not look at your passport or anything?
Or any ID since.
That is so funny. Although, like, it's gas, because, like, Pippa's older than me, and she hates that she's older than me, so I feel like I should have lied to her at our first day, but, like, yeah, I'm your age, too.
Yeah, maybe, though, because, like, 20 years ago, it would have been even more, like, bad to do that.
Maybe.
By a few years, if it's 20 years back.
It's only 3 years. Like, it's kind of one of those things where you're like, is there any point in lying about this?
But I wonder what girls back then have been so like, oh, you're 3 years younger than me. Nah.
Nah.
I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know. It's a weird one. 087-711-1038. What lies have you told to impress someone? You can stay anonymous if you want. We're all little fibbers.
Mm.
And sometimes to our benefit, like Shannon, who sent us a voice note.
Hi, guys. So I lied my way into a Justin Bieber concert.
Oh,
nice. When I was about 12 or 13, I think it was, Justin Bieber came to Ireland. And he was performing, and one of my friends had tickets.
Yeah.
Her aunt and her mom were going with her, but her mom never wanted to go. And she was telling me that her mom didn't want to go. So I made up a lie that my sister-in-law bought us tickets and had to work late. And I was so devastated that I couldn't go to the concert. So my friend told her mom, and her mom was like, oh, sure, I don't want to go anyway. So she can go with you guys. So I lied my way into a Justin Bieber concert.
God.
To this day, I feel terrible, but I had the best time.
Shannon, outing yourself on radio. I love it, Shannon.
Not quite to impress someone, but for your own benefit.
It's ballsy, though, and I like it.
Yeah. The lies you've told to impress someone. What about you, Stuart?
I used to go with a girl, and she was minted.
She was minted?
Her parents owned it. Yeah.
Okay.
A big garage. Our first day, she was dropping me home, and she lived in a big mansion down the country,
right,
down the Mead, and I lived in the council estate.
Right.
Okay.
So I pretty much got her to drop me up to a big driveway up in Cloyne.
Where was the council estate?
Ballybrack.
Okay.
So you said, Cromlech,
just there.
Drop me up there to Killiney. I live in the hills.
Yeah, I live in one of the big houses there. So she dropped me off. I ran up to the house. I watched the house. The car pulled off. And then I ran back down around the corner.
To Ballybrack.
Oh my God, so, I absolutely love it. That's so funny. For how long did you get away with it until you were like, listen, I don't live in the hills in Killiney?
Oh, if you see me address on my pay slip, and that was it.
Oh man, you got to respect the hustle.
Funny.
I like it, Stuart.
Funny.
Fair play to you.
Well, but at the same time, if she made you feel like you had to lie about it, she probably wasn't for you, pal.
Wasn't the one, Stuart.
Probably, I was just embarrassed. My house was the same place as her shed, so.
Yeah.
I don't mind that.
Mine would be the same, Stuart.
Yeah, same with me too. Oh,
I love it.
Listen, love that, and it's a feckin' great story. Thank you, Stuart.
Yeah, no worries, guys.
Good luck. Have a great day, Stuart.
Thanks, guys.
Bye. I'd love to think of the people up the hill going, who's your man?
Yeah, babe, just leave me here. This is me. Babe, that's Bono's house.
Wake up.
We got the dreams in.
Spin's fully charged.
We play the hits. This is Spin.
You wake up in the morning.
Spin is
Good morning, hope all is good.
Hey, good morning, what's going on? Do you know what? There's some words, some Irish, like typical Irish words have been added to the Oxford English Dictionary, right?
Oh yeah.
One of them, the top one, is the most Waterford word ever. And Emma Nolan, being from Waterford, can you name that word?
Blah.
It is blah.
No way. That's so strange.
Can you explain what a blah is?
It's a flowery bap. It's a bit of bread. It's very dry. I'd much rather a bit of a French baguette, to be honest.
I've never found it dry. I just find it too flowery when I had them before. And I just...
Is
I
that
never
not
really...
equal dry, though? Just that real dry?
Yeah, I suppose, yeah. As soon as it goes onto your tongue, it's like...
I used to work in a place, in a radio station, and on Fridays, they do this thing where they'd bring in, like, loads of sausages. And they made it a big thing.
I remember, I worked in the same one.
The sausagey blah.
Yeah.
And I'm like, nah, man. Not in a blah. I'd love them in a roll.
And
a slice of bread, and spread or whatever.
So those other words that have been added to the Oxford English Dictionary are blah, class, which I presume is in terms of
unreal.
Like... That's unreal.
That's class. Yeah.
Debs.
Okay, cool. Like our ball for...
Aludraman.
Never heard of that form in life.
Apparently, it's like a Ulysses thing to mean lazy or something.
Right.
Mineral, which I presume...
A mineral.
Like,
with a TK.
Yeah, that's exactly... Like my granny and granddad would have said, like, oh, we'll have a mineral.
I was chatting to someone the other day about TK and how amazing it is. Can we please TK at TK this morning? Can you do a zero version, please?
Thank you.
Zero TK. TK zero.
What, no alcohol?
Zero sugar.
Oh, right. TK, I'm pretty sure it doesn't have alcohol.
No, no.
You want it?
Zero, zero.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
No, zero sugar.
Morto was also added.
Scarlet, like.
Yeah, a spice bag, and to act the maggot. I don't know if it's just the word maggot or is it the full to act the maggot has been added in.
I don't like the way dictionaries are now going for phrasing. I'm like, you're here for a word.
You're here for words. How am I meant to look that up?
Yeah, yeah. Do I start with the M for
two,
maggot?
Or to act the maggot.
T. Yeah, totally.
I don't know what's going on there. I have found another headline that I absolutely love. And as I said last week, I love a headline that's either clever or straight to the point. Here we go. Sweet treat loving man granted dying wish to be buried in a Snickers inspired coffin.
Legend.
Nuts.
Ha!
So good. That's a mouthful. Ha! I love this headline because we know he's a sweet treat kind of man. He's a man who likes a sweet treat. We know that he had a dying wish.
Mm-hmm.
We know that it was granted. We know that he died. And he will now be buried in a Snickers-inspired coffin.
You have to respect the headline that gives you the start, middle and end of the story.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't need to click in now. I did, just because I thought, because the headline is so good, it deserves to be
I'll
clicking
treat
in.
I'll
you. Yeah, yeah. So his name was Paul Broom, and he worked as a care
rest
assistant.
Rest in peace, Paul.
Yeah, Paul, rest in peace, Paul. And he was a care assistant at a home for adults with learning disabilities, right? And apparently he was known for his quick wit and mischievous sense of humour. His family and friends basically dismissed the whole request for his dying wish to be buried in a Snickers coffin.
Ah, come on, give
it. They were just like, haha, that's funny. That's good old Paul. But basically, Paul died and they saw that he requested it in his will.
Ah.
So he was actually being serious. He went specifically to the, I was about to say to the bank. Is that where you go to the will place? I don't know where you even go to make a will.
I actually have no clue. A solicitor, perhaps.
Oh, solicitor. Yeah, yeah. Not the bank. Why would you go to the bank? Yeah, you go to a solicitor. But so he went to the solicitor and he said, I want this. I want to be buried in a Snickers coffin. So off he went. He was buried in the coffin. Looked like a Snickers bar. Even had "I'm nuts" written on the side of it in the Snickers font. And in he laid.
I'd love to see that. You know, the people who make those. What are they called? Like coffin makers, I guess. But
yeah.
Like they were like, "What a request we have in our hands!"
Yeah, bizarre
today.
Request.
I mean, it's like, do you want to go for the oak? Do you want to go for this? And the cost of a coffin is
it's crazy
anyway.
Money, isn't it?
Yeah.
So apparently, Paul was one of life's true characters, and obviously, this really reflects that. So I've been planning my coffin because I've been inspired by Paul.
To be honest, I didn't know this was even a possibility. So that's
neither did I.
A whole new world for me. Give people a bit of a cackle.
Also, I like the idea of, you know, having a bit of crack at my own funeral. Like, Jimmy, I don't want you to be mad upset. I want you to be like, that's funny. Or, do you know, my dream would be like people to be at my funeral and for like people in the audience in the church, like Rose or whatever, just be like, you know what I mean?
That's a successful funeral.
That's a successful funeral. Yeah. Nearly bursting out laughing.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what
I mean?
I'd like that. So I was thinking about my coffin, what I'd want. I was thinking about
a bit sad, but I'm trying.
I know it sounds a bit morbid, but like also it's a bit of crack. I was thinking about a Twix bar because you'd get two, so someone could be buried with you. But then I also thought I don't like sleeping. beside anyone, even in a double bed.
No, you used to ask your ex-girlfriend to sleep in a different room.
Yeah, exactly.
So I don't think it's fixed.
I didn't ask her to sleep in a different room. I just went and slept in a different room.
Oh, right, okay. Yeah, yeah. But you said, can we sleep separately, like, please?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I was just like, yeah, I'm going to sleep in my own room. Which, by the way, wouldn't recommend, because the relationship falls apart, right, which I'd imagine would happen if you do that in a, if you get married in a, and or if you get buried in a Twix bar. Because I just feel like
it's a bit too separate.
Yeah, it's a bit too, yeah. I was thinking, because you never quite know what you're going to get with me, you could bury me in a bag of Revels.
Hey!
Yeah, probably not possible, but I like the idea. I can be quite cold sometimes, as we all know, so maybe a Mars bar ice cream inspired coffin.
Yeah.
But I'd be worried that someone would forget to put me in the Mars bar ice cream specific coffin, and they'd put me in a Mars bar ice cream coffin, or a Mars bar coffin.
People would just be so confused.
I don't want that. I don't want a Mars bar.
But again,
bar
it would cause a lot of head scratching at the funeral, being like, "Jeez, I didn't know he was that into Mars bar."
Exactly. Yeah. You know, so I want a Mars bar ice cream coffin. I don't want, but like, I don't want it anymore. You'll mess it up. Leave it. I figured it out. Right. A bounty-inspired coffin. That's
You're not
what I
into
want.
Bounties,
I'm not into bounties, right? But either is anyone else, and everyone will leave me alone then.
True.
Do you know what I mean? No one will come near you.
Yeah.
No one will come near you. If that fails, put me in like a Bourneville bar or a Topic or something. Either that or a Toblerone, so people will only come over to me when they're on their holidays.
That's pretty good. I was just trying to think of that. Remember that ice cream that was big in the 90s? Was it Funny Feet? Or the giant foot?
Oh, yeah, yeah,
remember
yeah.
The pink
yes.
giant foot. Imagine just the big big foot going down.
Sticking out of the back.
Yeah, that'd be so good. Recharged. Big weekend this weekend. I'm hosting some visitors.
Oh, go on. I feel like you're always hosting visitors. I feel like there's always someone coming to visit you, or someone's coming over from the countryside, or someone.
I wish there was more of it, but basically my boyfriend Jack's parents live in England. He's from England. He moved here last month now, maybe.
Okay.
And anyway, his parents are going to come and check the whole area out. His mom is from Cork. His dad's an English guy. And his dad has never been to Dublin apart from driving through. Has never had the chance to just like stop and take Dublin in. So
okay, interesting.
We're kind of back into semi-touristy mode, yeah. I suppose, which is always fun because it kind of makes you...
But you're being a tour guide.
Exactly. But, you know, I've lived in Dublin now again since 2019, and like there's so much. I still haven't seen the Book of Kells. I feel a bit ashamed about that.
Yeah.
Have you?
No.
Okay.
I've been in Dublin since I was like... 0 years old, and I've never once saw the Book of Kells.
Like when we were kids, when I lived here, we would have done like the museums and stuff with my
mom. Them I haven't done.
Really? No. Yeah. Okay.
The National Art Museum or a History Museum and stuff like that, but that's it. Like.
Yeah. We're not great at being tourists in our own city.
No, I don't think we are.
And basically, so I was trying to make a plan to entertain them and for them to enjoy themselves and all the rest.
It is exciting when people come over, because that is when you do the touristy stuff that we never do.
Exactly. So for example, we are booked that we're going to go to kind of a trad show up the mountains in the Merry Plowboy. They do like basically dinner, and then there's like a trad show as well, all included.
Okay, deadly.
So buzzing for that.
Yeah, that'd be
I've always been like, I'd love to do that. Do you know what
Where is it, sorry?
It's in the Merry Plowboy.
I've never heard of that.
The
what is it?
The mountains.
I've never heard of that.
They've got like Johnny Fox's
yeah,
and the Blue
I only
Light.
Ever heard of Johnny Fox's and the Blue Light.
Oh, Merry Plowboy's class.
Interesting.
Highly recommend.
Okay.
So that's grand. That's locked in. That's fine. And then we were kind of working out like where they live in the UK isn't anywhere near the sea, and his mum loves the sea. So we were like, oh, we'll do like Killiney or we'll
yeah,
go to
yeah.
a beach
nice
or something
walk
on Saturday.
Or something.
And then Jack was saying, I'd love to get my dad to the Gravediggers pub.
Oh, yeah.
I just have a thing about it. It's a bit awkward. Just trying to figure out like how we'd get there and like the timing of it. You only have one weekend. Just trying to work it all in. So we were sitting down, working it all out last night.
There's another one. I've never been to Gravediggers.
Oh, unbelievable.
Which is bizarre because all my family are from England. So it's so close.
Oh, it's class. So that was fine. We kind of made a bit of a plan that we'll make to the Gravediggers across the weekend. And then when that was decided, I said, I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll book Glasnevin Cemetery.
Oh,
I've always wanted to do the Glasnevin Cemetery tour.
Here we go.
And I had it booked. I paid for the tickets.
Show the Englishman Glasnevin Cemetery.
Exactly. Booked and busy, ready to go. I said, that's great. Now we'll do the tour. Then we'll go Gravediggers for a few drinks.
How much for tickets?
15 quid.
Each?
Yeah.
Okay, right. Must be a good tour.
Well, mosey back into town then after that or whatever. Yeah. And it was only after the fact I went, is this very passive aggressive?
Yeah.
Hello, Jack's dad, Englishman.
Let me show you
See
your history.
Man? See this grave? Michael Collins. Yeah? What do you know about this man? Huh?
You should quiz them.
Yeah. Stroll over here. Eamon De Valera. Have you heard of him?
You should.
I'm just starting to think now that maybe this was a terrible idea. It's also meant to last rain on Saturday, so the four of us wandering around Glasnevin Cemetery with umbrellas over our heads.
Oh,
looking
God.
At, oh, Jesus. I'm just starting to think maybe this was a big mistake. I just don't know. Like, obviously his mom would be well versed on everything, but I just don't know if he will. And I wonder, will he go, why did Emma feel the need to bring me there?
Oh my
of
God.
All the places in Dublin you could bring me to see, like, bring me on the Viking Splash.
Yeah. Have a bit of crack.
That's practical. So you want to go to Gravediggers, pop over there, we'll take a touristy box. And I'm looking back at it going, this might not, I don't know.
It also might be kind of like, even if, especially if he doesn't know any history, he'll be awful confused. Like, why is she bringing me to a graveyard? Do you know what I mean? Don't forget now, bring him to Tommy Vavasor. Tommy Vavasor's grave in Glasnevin Cemetery.
That's got
to
be a relation of yours.
That's my granddad.
Did your granddad get into Glasnevin Cemetery? Yeah. What a ledge.
I know.
How cool to be...
I know, he's across the road now. But look, we won't say anything.
He's not in with the big boys.
He's not in with the big boys.
That's okay. What's his name again?
Tommy Vavasor. You go have a look.
Myself.
Yeah.
I'll bring Jack's dad over there going,
exactly.
You've
heard of this man. Get ready. Spin 103X Golden Tits. Hey, do you remember, like, 5 minutes ago when we were like, okay, message the word golden.
Yeah.
To 0877111103 if you want to win a trip to Fuerteventura.
Yeah.
Sarah texted.
Yeah, what'd she say?
She said, holiday, Fuerteventura.
Yeah, sometimes you'd be distracted, wouldn't you? Yeah.
Sarah has now texted the word gold.
Oh, we're getting there.
You're getting there, Sarah. You're very close.
It is not Sarah on this morning, though, to try and take this holiday to Fuerteventura. 7 nights up here in Bacon's Village. Kick back, relax, enjoy the sun. That's all you got to worry about. And it's Paddy on to play this morning. What are you up to this morning?
Well, I'm actually on the way to work.
What do you do?
I suppose I look after sports and community centres.
You look after sports and community
centres. That
centers.
Sounds fun.
That sounds like a good job, Paddy. Do you like it?
I do. Good. I do, yeah. It's really enjoyable, yeah.
So you have to do a bit of travel, I suppose, across the day then, do you?
Yeah, a little bit. Between a couple, yeah.
Well, that gives me hope because it sounds like you might be listening to a bit more music than the average person.
Yeah.
I've listened to a lot of music across the day, yeah.
A lot of radio. All right, Paddy. Well, let's see if we can get you away on a holiday. This is Emma and Dave's golden ticket. Have you heard this game before, Paddy?
I have, yeah.
You have. Do you know how many seconds go on the clock?
Go on, tell me.
25 seconds go on the clock and 5 songs and artists are going to play. You need to guess the 5 songs and artists within 25 seconds, Paddy, and if you do that, you'll win a golden ticket to Fuerteventura. If it's a song with a few people on it, you only need to mention one artist that's on the song. There's no skipping or passing. We can't move on until you get the song and artist correct. However, if you really don't know it, you can swap it for a different one. You can only do that once, though, and you can't do it on the final song. So if you want to swap the song, shout the word swap, and when you get it correct, we'll pause the clock just so you can gather yourself, get ready for the next one. All makes sense, Paddy?
Perfect, yeah.
Happy days. If you've any questions, now would be the time to ask them.
No, we're all good.
You're all
can
set.
Can I ask you a question? When's the last time you were in the sun?
It would have been last summer.
Okay, so
where did you go? Anywhere nice?
I was at a wedding in Lisbon.
I love Lisbon. All right, deadly. Well, Paddy, let's see if we can get you the Canary Islands off to Fuerteventura.
Good luck.
With 25 seconds on the clock and song one. Plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. I just see
Swap.
All right, let's swap it out.
You can hear the frustration. That is Charlie XCX and Apple Butcher. You knew that, didn't you?
You knew it.
I knew that, yeah.
Just a little bit of a panic, Paddy, but that's all right.
That though. You know when you're immediately like, this is not going to come to me. So that's grand. Listen, we're back to 25 seconds on the clock and we've got a brand new song, one for you.
Do you know what I'll tell you, Paddy? You'll get this one, right? I have all faith in you. Here we go. 25 seconds on the clock and a brand new song, one. Plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Espresso, Sabrina Carpenter.
Stop the clock. A1. You did that in 5 seconds. And you have 20 seconds remaining on the song.
That is the perfect average, Paddy, as we crack into song 2.
All right, here we go, Paddy, with song 2. It plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. We had a plan. Move out of this
town, baby. We're gone.
I know it,
but I just... Yeah, gone.
Oh, it's a place in Texas.
No, gone.
No. Oh, no.
3, 2, 1. Oh, there's your time.
You know it though, Paddy, don't you? You know that song so well. It's bloody everywhere.
The only thing is, both songs that I didn't get, I sing them day in, day out, but I don't tell you the name of them.
That's so annoying. Dasha with Austin.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, of course it is. Yeah.
Paddy, did you have fun?
Not really. No. I thought it was an
We like the honesty.
Sorry, man. Try and get on again if you can and have a lovely day. Thanks for listening.
Good luck, Paddy. Drive safe.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Bye, bye-bye. If you're shouting at the radio going, those are so easy, I would have swept it. Well, messages that were golden now to win a holiday to Fuerteventura, all with thanks to Sunway, Ireland's hassle-free holiday company. Chaperone's Good Luck Babe on Spin with Emma and Dave. If you haven't heard of the Call Her Daddy podcast, it's massive in the States. And this girl, Alex Cooper, I think is her name.
Yeah.
She pulled in the biggest stars. It's incredible, the reach and the power she has.
It's all PR, though. It's like Amelia doing the chicken shop dates. Like, people just want the, like, all the labels to be like, oh, no, we need to get you on Call Her Daddy.
Yeah.
Or Amelia.
Yeah, yeah. You know what I mean? It's kind of the hot thing right now. Yeah. But basically, Chaperone has said that whenever she's out, people are too scared to approach her now because she's made so many statements about, like,
leave her alone.
From fans and all. So she's nailed it. I'd say artists for, you know, years and, like, decades and decades have said, how do I make people leave me alone? She's smashed.
She's just come out and said, yeah, just don't come up to me. I don't know you. Leave me alone.
She also said that she's very in love. She's in a relationship, but she says she's pro-single and everyone should be single. I'm serious. Stop dating and be single. Coming from the girl who, quote, said, I'm very in love.
Interesting.
So she's not single, but she wants everyone else to be single. Cool.
Fair enough.
She's,
you know what? Chaperone has always done what she wants.
She has indeed.
She will continue to do so.